Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Right now, all they're waiting on is the Sierra Foothills. Oh.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live out at Rockford Ace Hardware on Northland Drive on the north side of Grand Rapids. You got to get up here and check this out. We got five different kinds of grills fired up. We got sausages, bangers, brats, and pizza, and we're grilling all kinds of stuff. The Grilling Guys have it smoking right now. I'm Jop. He's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Yo. Thanks for joining us on 107.3 The Ball. And right now, we're going to go on our sizzling hot grilling line and talk to one of our girly girls out in Michigan, Diana Stamfler. What's on tap, Diana Stamfler?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Diana owns a company called PromoteMichigan.org, and that's why we love her so much. She's out there pumping up the state of Michigan. She is everywhere like lightning.
I try to be. Right now, I'm online making plans for my Memorial Day weekend, you know, because that is coming up like in 3 weeks. Isn't that crazy already?
I know it.
So I could use a little bit of this summer warmth.
I think I'm going to hit the Michigan Beer and Brat Festival at Crystal Mountain Resort. I've been going to this event for the last several years, and let me tell you, they roll out all the best beers. They've got 50 Michigan microbrews, hard cider, mead, and gourmet brats that they bring in. They're literally like 30 different flavors of brats that they're serving at this event coming up on Saturday, Memorial Weekend. So I think that's a pretty good safe bet for an activity for that weekend. What do you think?
Oh, that sounds like a ton of fun. You know, we need to get you involved with the Worst Fest that we're going to be involved with, and that's going to be September 29th down in Door at the New Salem Corn Maze. And we want to make sure and rope you into that thing because that's your kind of an event, and it's close to your house.
It is, and Door is just up the highway from me here in Allegan County. So definitely get me involved in that. Anything that has to do with eating or drinking here in Michigan, you know, I'm part of it all.
Memorial Weekend is going to be jam-packed for a lot of people. I think we're due for some good weather right now, but I'm going to be up at the J&J Ranch, and I'm going to be hanging out with the likes of Foghat and Eddie Money. I'll be doing a little side job up there.
That'll be a rough way to spend the day, wouldn't it?
That's going to be good. The wife's going to be on a cruise, and I'm going to go carry water for those boys up there.
Attaboy.
Nice. Well, if you didn't hear earlier in the week on Tuesday, which was May 1st, the tickets went on sale for the Michigan Summer Beer Festival, the 15th annual event. You recall when we talked in February that Winter Festival sold out in record time, and our numbers for Summerfest are selling like hotcakes as well. So those are on sale at mibeer.com. That festival is the end of July. That is July 27th and 28th in Ypsilanti. I think I talked to you guys from that event last year when we were down there sweltering in the lovely Michigan 90-degree summer. It was great. So that's something people want to have on their radar as well, and maybe we'll get you guys down there to enjoy it in those festivities as well.
Yeah, because we are on WTKA in Ann Arbor now, so I think that'd be a great fit just down the street. And I've never been to that festival. We were begrudgingly listening to you brag about everything you did last year, and I think I want to have those bragging rights this year.
Well, you know what's great about that festival for you guys specifically? It's a two-day festival, which means you partake on Friday and then talk about it on Saturday. It's kind of hard sometimes to talk about an event because on Saturday our festival doesn't start until you guys have opened for the day or you guys have finished for the day. So this way you guys can come down, sample all the beers, meet with all the brewers, and have plenty of firsthand knowledge for Saturday morning show.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Diana, for joining us, and we'll talk to you real soon. I want to talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Have a great Saturday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Diana Stamfler from Promote Michigan. What a cool job she has. She travels all over the state finding great things for you to do in Michigan
and
all throughout
brewers.
The summer, and brewers as well, which is a great segue. We now have joining us Brian Dew from Rockford Brewing Company. We're up here in Rockford, Michigan at the Ace Hardware on Northland Drive, Rockford Ace Hardware. And just down the street, there's a new brewery that's going to be opening this summer called Rockford Brewing, and we have the brewer with us, Brian Dew. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys, and thanks so much for having us on to share the morning with you today.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. We're always excited to meet new brew houses coming into the state. Good for you. You're investing in jobs and products in Michigan.
It takes a lot of guts. Yeah, it's a big leap of faith on our part, but it's something we have a lot of faith in, and we feel the Rockford area is just ripe and ready to support something like this.
Yeah, well, we're pretty anxious to try out your goods because I've heard good things about you. And now you're not actually one of the brewers. You're actually one of the partners and owners, but you brought over a brewer as well, right? Somebody with even greater experience.
Yeah, one of my partners has been brewing professionally for 10 years out in Idaho, and then most recently here in Michigan at the New Holland Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm. So he's got a great background, and you're probably no slacker either.
Not at all, and yeah, Jeff's got a lot of great experience, and we're really looking forward to putting his products out on the market.
So let's talk a little bit about what it's going to be in July. When you open up, are you going to have a brew pub? Are you going to have food? What's the plan?
Well, yeah, we're a microbrewery based on the way the state likes to regulate us rather than a brew pub, but we do plan to have food. Our next-door neighbor is Poindexter's Market here in Rockford, and we have a little arrangement with him to supply food for our facility. We're going to have 12 tap handles with all kinds of different beers, some featuring Michigan ingredients. We're going to have cider, mead, and, you know, of course, those usual suspects you see in most breweries.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about mead, because Diana Stamfler mentioned that in just a second ago, and now you have, too. Tell a listener what a mead is. I think everybody understands what beer is, but what is mead?
Mead is actually one of the oldest fermented beverages known. It's essentially three ingredients, honey, water, and yeast. It's nothing more than a honey wine. You take that and ferment it, and gosh, it just creates some delicious nectar.
It does, and it's a little bit sweet with that honey in there. It's a very, very good accompaniment for a lot of different barbecued foods. It's not something that I think you're going to sit down and drink six of, like you might drink six beers, but it's almost a dessert beverage, isn't it?
It really is. It's got a little higher alcohol content, so like you said, you're not going to sit down and use that as a session beverage, but definitely a nice dessert.
I like that term, session beverage.
Yes, that's how the pros talk.
Right? Yeah, I guess it must be.
We're just hacks.
Yeah, it shows you where I'm sitting, right? Exactly. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're at Rockford Ace Hardware on the north side of Grand Rapids. Get on up here and check this out. There are five different kinds of grills up here that you can see in action and give them a try.
Yeah, and I'd like to ask our guest here, Brian, if he'd stick around for the next segment and chat just a little bit more. I want to talk just a minute about some barbecue classes that are coming up. And on June 4th, Rob Russell and I are going to be here at Rockford Ace Hardware. What a coinkydink.
Yeah, June 4th.
Yeah, June 4th. And, Jop, I'd like to publicly invite you on air to join us.
Well, hey, I guess I got to accept.
There you go. Now you can't get out of it. Right. See how that works?
Tell me about the class, though, Bob. Can I get involved if I'm a listener?
Oh, it's going to be Barbecue 101. It's something we do all over the place. It's a fun class, and we're going to be doing ribs and chicken. And what we're going to do is take you from A to Z on how to make a great set of ribs, no matter what you're cooking on. And then we're going to do chicken as well.
Yep, and that's fantastic. Yeah. Moms, if you're listening out there, this is a great gift for Father's Day.
Wonderful idea.
Because, Mother's Day is coming up too, guys, if you want to get your wife out on the grill. Because I tell you what, this is not just a man's sport. Anybody can grill that wants to. But coming to one of these classes, you're going to learn fundamental techniques that you're not going to pick up anywhere else. It's really, really worth the money.
That's right. And June 5th, then we're going to be up in Cadillac, Michigan. If you want to go up for a little fun up there, if you're in the northern part of the state, June 5th, we'll be at Positive Chimney on 115 and same class. Actually, I think that one's butts and briskets. So that is really my favorite. Yeah, love me some brisket.
You know what? Brisket's really hard to cook, but after Rob Russell and Bob teach you how to do it, it's a lot easier. Trust me, I've been through that class. So coming up next, Bob's going to break down some skirt steak, a classic Cinco de Mayo food, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Brian from the Rockford Brewing Company. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.